Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eyes.
Getting jiggy with it at Cowboys Stadium here, Randy. 7-3 our score. Wimberly over Argyle Eagles. We're having fun up here, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, you were giving us,
not have fun.
You were giving us some moves there, man. We got the cheerleaders down there. By the way, I'm assuming a lot of folks are listening to us and watching on television. Look at all those cheerleaders down there. They're having the time of their lives out there on that blue star, aren't they?
That. I know this is about the football game, but there's a lot of other kids that are also involved in this.
And oh, yeah.
The cheer team, the cheerleaders, the
band.
Yeah.
They came out and exchanged cookies before the game, even. All the student council people. And this will be a day that these students remember, like I said, the rest of their lives, Randy. No doubt about that. 7-3 our score. Wimberly over Argyle. This is kind of how it happened. Argyle got on the board first with a little 24-yard chip shot field goal by the all-everything kicker Cole Hedlund. That came at the end of the first quarter. A pretty uneventful first quarter, Randy. Not a lot of explosiveness. Certainly not the explosiveness that we're used to. Hedlund kicks the field goal with 18 seconds, and Argyle leads it 3-0. At that point, 18 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And then Dennis Smith pounds it over from the one-yard line for Wimberly to cap Wimberly's most impressive drive of the first half. Smith with a one-yard run with 7:52. Left to play in the second quarter. Wimberly led it at that point by a score of 7-3. And then really the teams just kind of traded volleys. Both quarterbacks traded interceptions. A couple of times balls were dropped on the turf. Just not a real smooth offensive game on either side of the field in the first half. But it's kind of like that ticking time bomb. I don't know how you feel, Randy, but I got a feeling that something a lot more explosive is going to come our way in this second half, don't you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's a little bit scary because when you go back and look at Argyle, this is kind of typical Eagles football. First half, at least for the last several games, they've kind of struggled a little bit and only to come out in the second half and really set the tempo, set the tone, and go on to score a lot of points.
Statistically, let's run down the stats that we've got. Trinity Wilson, 3 carries for 20 yards. Brady Lambert, the quarterback, 5 carries for 36 yards. The most came on that last drive when he reeled off a 20-yarder. Again, 5 carries for 36 yards for Brady Lambert. Dennis Smith, powerful running back. He's gotten it more than anybody else. No surprise there. 7 carries for 39 yards for Dennis. Brendan Blakemore got the ball once for a 5-yard rush around and end around, and Colby Kelly with a 10-yard rush. I want to see Colby get the ball more in the second half. I'm just throwing that out there, Randy. Get down there and tell Weldon Nelms I said that, and let's see what happens.
You may not get invited back next year to start that, Mike.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's had success when he has touched the ball. He doesn't get many touches a game, but boy, he's a powerful runner, a lot of speed. We've seen that on the defensive side of the ball a while ago where he had that hurry on Ani. So, yeah, I'd like to see that too. You know, in fact, when you go back to the possession where they drove the ball down the field, a lot of it was based on the run, and use the run. It loosens up the secondary a little bit and opens up at least the short passing game.
And really, they've had a balanced attack in this first half, 17 rushes, 11 passes. So that's about right. That's about how you want your balance. Usually coaches like it 60-40, 55-45, kind of a balance there. Brady Lambert, again, the quarterback, he hasn't been red hot, although early on he had a couple of drops that hurt him. He is 4 out of 11. Three out of 11 with a couple of interceptions, although that last one was kind of a fluky deal. He got his arm hit as he was trying to get rid of that ball, but nevertheless, 2 interceptions for Brady Lambert in that first half. 34 yards passing is Brady Lambert. Brennan Blakemore with 2 catches for 25 yards. Oh, we got official stats here, too. On the Argyle side of things, Tyler Avaleth, the running back, 9 carries, 31 yards, Randy. He really hadn't done a whole lot of damage at all. Chad Bossow with 5 carries for 16 yards. So those are their two top top runners, both of them averaging less than 4 yards a carry. And by the way, Dennis Smith totals 7 carries for 40 yards. Brady Lambert, 7 carries, 36 yards. Trinity Wilson, he's only carried it twice for 20 yards. Again, Lambert, 3 out of 12, 2 interceptions for 32 yards in the first half of play. Receiving-wise for Argyle, Chad Bossow, 2 catches for 47 yards. Passing, Austin Awney, maybe slightly better than Brady Lambert in the first half. Again, Awney headed to TCU, 5 out of 12 with an interception and 75 yards. He was sacked once. Lambert, by the way, was sacked once as well. So those are the stats for you. Team-wise, both teams are pretty even here, Randy, if you look at this. Team-wise, both teams with 8 first downs. Argyle rushing 19 times for 59 yards. Wimberly 19 times for 112 yards. So that'll tell you right there, Wimberly running the ball a lot more effectively than Argyle. 19 times for 112. They've doubled them on the rushing yards. But in contrast, Argyle has doubled Wimberly, 75 to 32 in the passing game. Both teams, look at this, only 3 seconds differential in possession time in the first half. 11:36 for Argyle, 11:33 for Wimberly. What did you think of the first half, Randy? What's your kind of general thoughts?
I think more of a defensive game than I thought it would be, I have to admit. Neither team, although both came in here running the spread offense and moving the ball through the air a lot, haven't been real successful doing that. We knew that the Texas defense could stop the run, and they've certainly done that here in the first half. I don't have all the statistics going back, but I would be willing to bet that this is the first game that Argyle has been held to one field goal in the first half of the game.
I would imagine that is certainly a case. Let's take a break. Our halftime show, by the way, brought to you tonight by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, by State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Game On Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness of Wimberly and Dripping Springs, Central Texas Drilling, Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, The Good Night Dinner in Wimberly, Belterra, Wimberly Diamond Shamrock and Shamrock Tacos, and by Lone Oak Motors. We'll talk to our sideline reporter, Clint Shields, after this break. You are listening to Wimberly Texans Football on WimberlyRadio.com and on 100.1 and 103.1 FM KDRP. We're back in a moment.
Financial support for KDRP Sports comes from Mike Coble of Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering consultations for new home financing and refinancing of mortgages. Online at PRMTX.com or by phone at 512-288-2997. NMLS number 216200. Support for this Wimberly football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberly and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. Support for this Wimberly Texan football broadcast on KDRP and WimberlyRadio.com comes from the Good Night Diner in Wimberly, serving up new and traditional American cuisine in a casual and comfortable environment. Open 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Information available online at thegoodnightdiner.org and by phone at 722-3271. Support for this Wimberly Texan state championship football game on KDRP Radio and WimberlyRadio.com is made possible in part by the Hog Pound in Wimberly, offering motorcycle gear and accessories for all bikes and riders. Located on Ranch Road 12, just south of the square. Information available online at thehogpound.com and by phone at 512-847-3444. Good luck, Texans, from Jim and Andrea Jones, owners of the Hog Pound. This Wimberly Texan football game is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberly. Information available online at blancobank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Financial support for this Wimberly Texan playoff football broadcast comes from Mark Rutledge with Capital Farm Credit, offering rural and agricultural financing, including recreational tracks, home sites, interim construction, and hunting properties. Available online at CapitalFarmCredit.com and by phone at 512-892-4425. Support for this Wimberly Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by Game On Sports Nutrition, providing functional food and beverage products designed to replenish nutrients in athletes. More online at GameOnSportsNutrition.com. Wimberly Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by the Wimberly Ace Hardware, serving the greater Wimberley Valley with tools, building materials, holiday supplies, and more. Located at 14307 Ranch Road 12 at the Y or by phone at 847-2356.
Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes back with you here at Cowboys Stadium. Playing football in December, Randy. It's the state championship game. Wimberley leads Argyle by a score of 7-3. 24 minutes left to play, Randy. But I got a feeling this thing's going to go down to the wire. And who knows, 24 minutes might not be enough to settle this deal. This is a tight football game. And I got a feeling Weldon Nelms is right. It's one of those things where one or two plays here in the second half might very well make the difference.
Yeah, you know, Coach Rogers said in his pregame show that it was it's like a chess game, and I thought that was a very adept analogy, and it certainly has played out that way so far. Again, admittedly, it's a little more of a defensive battle than I would have thought it would have been. If you look at points in the playoffs, Argyle's been averaging 42 points. They've got three so far. Wimberley's been averaging 33. They've got seven. Total yards, Argyle's been averaging 446 yards per game in the playoffs. They've got 134 total yards here in the first half. Wimberley's been averaging 317, and they've got 144. So they're a little closer to being on par. But like rush yards, Argyle's been averaging almost 200 yards a game, and the great Texan run defense have held them to less than 60 yards so far, Mike.
And I'm looking, while you're talking football, I'm looking at the cymbals guy, the Wimberley cymbals guy. He goes crazy out there with that band every week. And I'm also looking, K Cameron Morris is playing in the band at halftime on the field at Cowboy Stadium, Randy. You just can't get any better than that. The football player slash musician is out there, and he's having the time of his life. That's fun to see out there.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly it's great to see him playing the band, but it's great to see him carry the ball, too. I would love for that young man to get a chance to touch the ball here in the second half, because he's always been so explosive. And anyway, it's a lot of fun and excitement here for all these kids, and it's certainly, we've missed them the last 4 weeks, haven't we? And,
well, we have missed him being out there as part of the band. And speaking of the band, he was a big-time band member when he was in high school, I'm sure. Clint Shields evidently had a wardrobe change at halftime. So let's throw it down to Clint now and get not only his point of view on the first half, but also what the world is he doing with his wardrobe down there, Randy? Yeah. What's the deal, Clint?
You're right on both counts, actually. Wardrobe change, had a fan throw a T-shirt to me from the stands. It's one of the Wimberley State Championship game T-shirts, so I've got it on now. But I was also in the band, as you mentioned. I was first chair trumpet.
You strike me as a first chair trumpet guy, and I say that in a complimentary fashion. I do think that it was a little inappropriate that you took your shirt off. I don't know if you noticed, but on the 60-yard big jumbotron here above the 50-yard line, when you took your shirt off to put the T-shirt on, Clint, you were on the jumbotron, and I mean, you're a handsome guy, but I'm just thinking this is not the venue for that.
That was why there was the delay between the Argyle band and the Wimberley band. It became a third segment at halftime. They recognize talent when it's in the house.
Well, that is definitely talent in the house. I guess we ought to talk a little bit of football since we're here. And Darryl O'Neill, by the way, is in the booth now. So the boss is here. We got to act right here, Clint. Let's talk some football. Randy and I were talking at halftime. You know, the stats are pretty even. Obviously, the score is pretty much even. This thing could come down to a key mistake here or there, or a big play here or there. This thing's probably going to go down to the very bitter end, isn't it?
That's something we touched on in the pregame, was this Argyle team and the fact that they've come back in the second half. They find themselves down again to Wimberley, although it's not a real big deficit, and neither team's really been able to, I think, kind of assert themselves with what they like to do. Argyle, as we know, likes to spread the football around. Austin Awney, despite having a temperature most of the day, he's not playing poorly, but as we mentioned, it's a case where you really need to keep the ball in his hands instead of taking it out of his hands. If he's feeling poorly, well, make him keep the ball in his hands and make plays doing what he does that's maybe not his specialty, which is throwing the football. And you saw that late in the half. The Texans kind of shored up their coverage, got after him up front, forced him to run around a little bit, and I believe he used the word volition. One time he went down of his own volition because there was just no place to go, and I don't know that he's capable of making those plays today because he's just he's not feeling 100%, and you have to use that to your advantage if you're Wimberley. The other thing that happened, I think, in that first half, the Texans' touchdown drive, as we touched on, power football running at the edge. Dennis Smith, Colby Kelly running to the edge is what got the football down the field. The two possessions after that, I don't think the Texans showed that play one time. They tried to attack the middle and or throw the ball down the field. And right now, it's just not there against this Argyle defense. They're concentrating on taking receivers away in deeper patterns. And I think when you've got a guy like Dennis Smith and can complement that with Colby Kelly, a bigger back, and Trinity Wilson, a smaller slasher type, boy, if you're Wimberley, I think you've got a golden opportunity to really start to kind of pound the ball on the ground, not only put up yards, put up points, but wear that clock.
Yeah, and I think so, too. And you look at the stats, and I don't know if you were here when we were sharing the stats here, Clint. 19 for Wimberley, 19 carries for 112 yards in that first half. I mean, that's over five. That's almost 6 yards a carry. 19 carries for 59 yards for Argyle. Another couple of things that stood out for me, Argyle only 1 of 7 on third down conversions, and so you got to give it up to the Wimberley defense for that, making big plays on third down, especially when you have a talented quarterback like Awney. Wimberley, on the other hand, 4 out of 7 in third down possessions. And we were talking about possession time, and this just shows how evenly this first half has been played. Argyle has held the ball for count them three more seconds than Wimberley in that first half. And both teams have run exactly 31 plays from scrimmage. Argyle, 134 yards of total offense. Wimberley, 144 yards of total offense. I think you're right, Clint, and Randy, you pipe in here too. I think that if Weldon Elms looks at the same stat sheet that we're seeing, and every runner in his rushing tally here is averaging more than 5 yards a carry, I think probably Weldon Elms has been around long enough to say, hey, fellas, let's just pound that football and keep doing it. 5 yards a carry will win you a state championship here in this last 24 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Argyle gets the ball to start the second half, so it'd be great to see the Texans hold him, get the ball back in their hands, and then use it to run the ball. We've used this several times throughout the season. Have a purposeful drive, Mike,
yeah,
like they did on that one possession. Get the ball, have the run inside, run outside, and drive the ball down the field, eat up the clock. I think the one thing that will work against the Texans is if Argyle gets the ball to come out the second half and is able to do something with it.
You bet.
I don't think the Eagles are playing pretty dadgum good pass defense right now, and we certainly – Lambert's having a little trouble moving the ball down the field through the air, so we don't want to get behind where it puts us in that position to have to do that.
No, it's always the first possession of the second half is always just huge, as any football fan will tell you, and that's certainly the case here tonight as Wimberley, as the sun sets, Wimberley leads Argyle by a score of 7-3. Our halftime show, by the way, brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Game On Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness of Wimberley and Dripping Springs, Central Texas Drilling, Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, The Good Night Dinner in Wimberley, Belterra, Wimberley Diamond Shamrock and Shamrock Tacos, and by Lone Oak Motors. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more of our halftime show and the opening kickoff of the second half. After this brief timeout, you are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on 100.1 and 103.1 FM KDRP. We're back in a moment.
Support for this Wimberley Texans state championship game, live from Cowboy Stadium, comes from Central Texas Drilling, a water well drilling and water well maintenance company servicing residential and commercial customers in the Wimberley and surrounding Texas Hill Country areas. Online at ctdwaterwells.com or by phone at 512-894-0555.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast on KDRP and WimberleyRadio.com comes from the Good Night Diner in Wimberley, serving up new and traditional American cuisine in a casual and comfortable environment. Open 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Information available online at thegoodnightdiner.org and by phone at 722-3271. Support for this Wimberley Texan state championship football game on KDRP Radio and WimberleyRadio.com is made possible in part by Brewster's Pizza, a locally owned, family-operated pizzeria with gluten-free options available at the Junction in Wimberley. A full menu available online at brewsterspizza.com and by phone at 512-847-3299. Bruce, Holly, and the entire Colley family wish the Texans all the best in this state championship game. Go Texans!
This Wimberley Texas football game is underwritten in part by A Studio Z Copy and Print, providing residents with printing and graphic design services for over 15 years. Online at astudioz.com and by phone at 847-3532. Go Texans!
Mike Blackwell here with you. Cowboy Stadium, both teams, Argyle and Wimberley, getting ready to come out for the second half. We're going to try to see if we can get Weldon Elms here for a word or two before this second half starts. Argyle will get the football to open the second half, and so obviously there will be a big key in the ball game, Randy, as Argyle will get the ball, and we will see if those guys are able to move the ball and get something going here in the second half. We say it every week. It sounds like a broken record, I know, but oh so important uh, to uh, To be able to start fast in the third quarter. Now let's throw it down to Clint Shields with Weldon Nelms, the Wimberley head coach.
All right, thanks, Mike. Coach, a 7-3 ball game, I think, coming out of the second half. Knowing you have a lead in the state championship ball game, you'd find yourself where you want to be. Break down that first half for me.
Well, I thought we missed some opportunities. You know, Brennan would never drop a pass like I've watched him for years, and he's never dropped one like that. We dropped some punts, or we had some chances on some returns, and you know, Brady trying to make a play, and they got getting pressure. We got to make some adjustment on that. And then our defense played well, except for a couple of plays. And, you know, I feel real good, but it's good. They're a good football team. It's going to be a tough half. We're going to have to make some plays this half. And, you know, that's all it boils down to, making plays, and because they're going to come out and try to make them too.
Biggest adjustment going into the second half for your team?
I thought our sprint out game, we got to do a little bit better protection wise, and we just got to stay consistent and play hard. That's all I got to say.
Coach, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Well, the Nelms, you got it there, Mike, 7-3 our score, and you heard it right there. It's not necessarily a matter of adjusting, it's a matter of doing what you do and doing it better than the other guy.
And, you know, it's always fun to listen to a guy like Weldon Nelms. You know, he's been a head coach for over 30 years. And, you know, a lot of people get on. You know, we had an hour-long pregame, and we break it down in X's and O's and all of that. And then you listen to Weldon Nelms, and he says, you know, we got to play hard is what we got to do. We got to catch the ball when it's thrown to us and not make mistakes. It's a simple game, isn't it?
It's a simple game.
Even though it's a state championship, you're right. It's all about executing, blocking, and tackling.
Well, we got 24 minutes of executing, blocking, and tackling as the Wimberley Texans come back onto the field. Texans on the, I guess, the Dallas Cowboys sideline here tonight, Randy. They are the home team bouncing up and down, and both of these teams, you know, they got stirring commentary from their head coaches at halftime, Randy. 48 minutes left to play, and a lot of these boys' lives, Randy, this will be the last time that they suit up to play football, and the great majority of these seniors on both of these teams. And you know these next 48 minutes are going to be memorable indeed, no matter what happens, one way or the other.
Oh, it's been an incredible journey. These boys will remember this all of their lives.
Clint, what else you got down there on the sidelines as we begin this second half?
Well, I was just going to say, in listening to Coach Nelms talking there, you know, he gave credit to this Argyle team. They're a good football team. He recognizes that. But I think you can sense some frustration in his voice.
Yeah.
I think he really feels like they missed some opportunities, and this easily could be a 17-3 ball game at worst.
Well, and the way these teams are playing defense is, Clint and Randy, heck, you get a couple of scores ahead, you got to feel pretty good about your chances.
Oh, you're right. They're both really good defenses, and it's the kind of thing that magnifies whenever you do make those mistakes. You know, again, in a contest between these two teams that are so evenly matched, it's the little things that are going to make you win the game or lose the game.